Okay, Alexander, let's do a real quick video and weigh in on Project Veritas and James O'Keefe. James O'Keefe strikes again, and he exposes the Twitter overlord, Jack Dorsey, who he caught on video. He has these undercover reporters, and they busted Jack Dorsey. And Jack Dorsey pretty much said, let me get you the quote here. Jack Dorsey said, we are focused on one account, President Trump, right now. But this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer. So, you know, Jack Dorsey is threatening the world that people who support Trump or are conservative or are libertarian, for that matter, will not be able to tweet. Oh, no. All these people will be banned from tweeting. So, Alexander, what do you make of Jack Dorsey? Is he being, is he threatening the world, or is he just on shrooms or something?
I think I take these threats extremely seriously. But I have to say, I couldn't help laughing about this. And what made me find this thing at one level ridiculous, though to be very clear, it is also sinister. But we'll come to that in a moment. But what I did find ridiculous about it is that this revelation comes about what Dorsey is saying in private to his, shall we say, myrmidons or employees or followers in Twitter, the people who work for him in Twitter. What he's saying is in private is so completely different from the impression he wants to give in public. And when he talks in public, he's, we really agonize. It was so very difficult to make this decision, to deplatform Donald Trump. Oh, it's such a dangerous and bad precedent. Yes, we're so concerned about, the future of the internet. And we've realized that there may be all kinds of problems going forward. That's what he says in public. In private, well, Donald Trump, deplatforming him, it's only the start. We're going to come after all sorts of other people too. So, I mean, you have the real Jack Dorsey caught now in, talking like this, almost, bragging about what he's about to do. And then, of course, you have the public Jack Dorsey trying to give a completely different spin on the event, on the actions that Twitter is taking. But he has now been completely and thoroughly exposed. I'm going to say something, by the way. He is going to be absolutely livid about this. And there's now undoubtedly a massive investigation going on within Twitter to find who is the source of this leak and all this information. So I would have thought that Twitter at this moment in time is going through some rather stormy experiences, but there we are.
Yeah, a couple of comments. The board of directors should remove Dorsey. I think that should be their number one priority right now. He's unfit to govern that that company. He's unfit to lead that company, that's for sure. He is destroying his business, because when we go, his business goes, because out of all the big tech companies, Twitter is without a doubt miles ahead, the weakest, very weak of all of them.
Well, Edith, can I just say straight away, I mean, what this episode shows is the extent to which Dorsey is losing touch with reality. That's what his directors should be thinking. That is what his shareholders should be thinking. And that is what we now see in relation to these two different versions of Dorsey we've been getting. The one who makes all these public comments and the one who makes all these, radically different, at least in tone, private comments. It's two Dorseys. And when you have a chief executive of a company who is so, distinct in his public persona from his private one, then a company is in trouble. And I think that company needs to take steps, not just to rein that chief executive in, but to decide whether, in fact, that chief executive is a proper and fit person to be running the company. Now, as to Dorsey's, issues, whether he's got other issues, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not going to say, because I can't, make any kind of judgment there. What I do think is he needs to come down to earth, and I can't see how that's going to happen whilst he remains in charge of the company that he's supposed to be running. I mean, he needs to take, I think, shall we say, he needs to take a very, very long absence and understand that ultimately his job is to run a business, not to run his company onto the rocks or in pursuit of some extraordinary power trip and delusional fantasy that he seems to have got that he's running away with. But the problem is, we both know that for the moment that isn't going to happen. He's going to continue on this course, and Twitter's future, I have to say, looks a very bad one, because when you have a chief executive like this talking in this kind of way, of course it's going to turn people against Twitter. It's going to turn investors against Twitter also. It's going to, in the end, destroy the business.
Yeah, I agree with that. We'll leave it there. This is a short video, but I mean, yeah, they've got to deal with him because, and I agree, if I were Dorsey, I would take my billions and just go on a very long vacation. Man, exactly. Go somewhere, buy a house on some island, man, and, yeah, and just chill out and have some drinks and just forget about technology for 4 or 5 years, literally. Well,
I entirely agree. By the way, I'm very good terms with an estate agent in London, and he showed me details of a very nice Caribbean island you can buy for $75 million, and the Exumas in the Bahamas. Maybe if Dorsey wants any island that we can suggest, he can come to us and we can find him one, because that's definitely what he needs. He needs time off. He needs to be sitting by the beach, calming down, and let people get on with their lives and not think that it's his job, which he clearly does, not to run a business, but to somehow regulate and control America's internal conversation and its public square. That is, I'm going to say, megalomania. And Dorsey, on the strength of what we've seen, seems to have a bad case of it.
Yeah, I've seen this a million times. It never ends well for people like this. I mean, they always crash, man, because he thinks that he's got all this power. He thinks he has all this power, and he thinks that not only does he think he has all this power, but he thinks there's like this MAGA movement that's out to destroy the world. So I mean, it's like he's getting it from both sides. I think he's losing his mind.
Well, indeed. Well, looking at it, megalomania and paranoia are, in fact, two very similar conditions. One usually goes with another. But, you know, let's also point out that as Greeks, we are familiar with the concept of hubris, this idea, you know, of pride that, you know, leads you to think that you're all powerful. What invariably comes after hubris is nemesis. And that's, I think, what Dorsey needs to understand. As I said, by all means, let him retire to his island and let Twitter start behaving properly like a normal company, and understand that it is not Twitter's job to police the internal conversation of the entire United States, or indeed the world, because Twitter does need to have these extraordinary global ambitions as well.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there. Twitter's job is to make money for its shareholders.
Absolutely. Of course it is. Of course it is. And in terms of what people say, the Constitution of the United States and the laws of the United States already make that very clear. It's not for Twitter to come in and start making those kind of decisions, which the founders of the US, of the American Republic, and the people of the United States, through the laws enacted by their representatives, have already decided. It's not for Jack Dorsey to take their place.
Yeah. All right. They need to hire, the board needs to hire a professional manager from outside Absolutely. Silicon Valley, a guy that has a clean shave, a suit, or a woman, a professional manager who could just come in there and just run the damn business.
Absolutely. I mean, completely so. Somebody, as I said, who is essentially a business person. I mean, this is what it is. I mean, Twitter is supposed to be a business and a platform. Its business is that it is a platform. It's not some great, you know, all-powerful organization, you know, that vaporizes some people and builds them up and does that kind of thing. I mean, that's a complete misunderstanding. And as I said, if Dorsey doesn't understand that, which he obviously doesn't, then as I said, it's time for him to go.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there. Guys, look for us on, don't look for us on Twitter, because we don't post to Twitter anymore. We don't post to Facebook. On the side, we have an account there as a placeholder, but honestly, Alexander, I'm just thinking I might nuke the whole thing too, because we just don't use it. Anyway, you'll find us on BitChute, on Rumble, on Gab, on Minds, and on Odyssey, and of course the Duran Shop, where you can pick up some merch. I've got my USA shirt right here, my Japan hoodie,
my USA mug, my British hat, my Scottish sweatshirt. You can find them all on the Duran Shop, the wonderful, wonderful merchandise that you will find there. And you support us, obviously, by buying from our shop, but you'll be the owner of the great things that you will find in the shop when you buy them. And, of course, you can also support us, as Alex has said, on our other platforms. And you can support us through PayPal and Patreon and Subscribestar, and please also join us in our next broadcast. And check out our other channels, Alex's channel and mine.
All right. Take care, everybody.